You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 14th of June 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, we've got some good news to start off with today. The High Court has ruled in the favour of common sense over an employment tribunal that concerned basically affirming that there are actually two sexes, male and female, and forcing people to say that males are actually female goes against the human rights of the person that is actually saying that. And this is quite an important case, and it received a lot of coverage last year when it happened. It's actually the case that J.K. Rowling commented on, which started the furore over her comments. A tax expert who lost her job after claiming people cannot change their biological sex has won her appeal against an employment tribunal. Maya Forstatter's contract was not renewed in March 2019 after she posted tweets opposing government proposals to reform the Gender Recognition Act to allow people to identify as the opposite sex. The Central London Employment Tribunal had originally upheld the dismissal following the posts, but this morning a High Court judge said the original tribunal had erred in law, but added this judgment does not mean that those with gender-critical beliefs can misgender trans persons with impunity. So we've got quite a few important points here. People cannot change their biological sex. They cannot change their biology. They are born with either XX chromosomes, which means that they are female, or they're born with XY chromosomes, which means that they are male. If you have XY chromosomes, it means that the fetus continues to evolve within the womb and it evolves the characteristics of the male sex. People can choose to identify with the opposite gender, and they can claim to be the opposite gender, but their actual sex, their biological sex, will always be whatever it is that they have been born as. And the fact this Maya Forstatter was pointing this out, I mean, she was pointing it out in her personal capacity in tweets, and yet she was dismissed from her post in her employment. And this is just incredible that things that people say in their own private capacity, in their own time, are now being used against them in their employment. I mean, it always used to be that you were paid to work, and while you were at work, you had to go along with whatever the rules are of the employer. But once you had left work, that's your own time, and you can have your own opinions, you can have your own ideas about things, you should be able to say whatever you like, behave however you like, so long as it's within the law, and it should not affect your employment in any way whatsoever. That's your private life that the employer is then interfering in. And the final point here, it says this judgment does not mean that those with gender critical beliefs can misgender trans persons with impunity. Well, she wasn't doing this here. I mean, I would never refer to somebody in a social setting who chose to identify with the opposite gender. I mean, I would never misgender them. I mean, you call people by whatever names they like to be called as. I mean, otherwise you're just being rude. It's just a matter of social etiquette that you wouldn't do that. Yet what they're saying here is that she was, or the allegation was that she was misgendering trans people just as a group by pointing out that people cannot actually change sex. And I don't think she was doing that at all. So it's good that this judge has pointed this out. Finding in favour of Miss Forstatter, Mr. Justice Chowdhury said her views may well be profoundly offensive and even distressing, but said that they must be tolerated in a pluralist society. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? I mean, basically what you have, but when you're saying that man was created male and female, is basically the first chapter of Genesis. It's the first chapter of the Bible, the book that our Christian religion is founded upon. And yet what they're saying here is that that view may well be profoundly offensive and even distressing. Imagine that, offensive and distressing, to say that life is split up into male and female. I mean, this is what we see all the way through nature. We see that there are two sexes in just about all kinds, and the two sexes unite to create replicas of themselves, to procreate, basically. That's the way everything is. Everything fits together. If you have two males, they don't fit together and they're not capable of recreating themselves. And the same goes for two females. And I mean, this is just basic. It's everything that you see around you. And yet, because of these anti-discrimination laws, some people are now claiming that that is profoundly offensive and distressing. And I'm very pleased that this Mr. Justice Chowdhury said that this view must be tolerated in a pluralist society. This is the way that Britain always used to be. It used to be based on toleration for other people having different points of view to you. This is where the origin of the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me comes from. And you were always taught when you're at school, or you used to be, that it is not an excuse to say that somebody else told you to do something. You have your own autonomy. You are responsible for your own actions. So it doesn't matter what other people say. If somebody is inciting hate or inciting violence and you go and carry out that violence, that's your fault. You are responsible for that. And in actual fact, by coming out with these laws about inciting hatred, we're effectively taking away responsibility from people for committing crimes, and we're saying, oh no, the responsibility is now with the person and what they said, which it's a very dangerous route for society to go down, to take away responsibility and say people are no longer responsible for their own actions. And instead of encouraging people not to be thin-skinned and to resort to violence because they don't like something that somebody has said, we're now saying that that's okay, because you're trying to prevent them from breaking the law, because it's against the law to say certain words that people might not like the sound of. It's the opposite of British values. British values, we always used to be a very, very tolerant society. We had lots of eccentrics, lots of different views. The English eccentric is a well-known stereotype, archetype in actual fact. But how can the great British eccentric exist in a society that doesn't tolerate different views? We have a pluralist society, and in order to keep that pluralist society, we have to keep freedom of speech and the freedom to say things that the freedom to only say things that nobody is going to find offensive is no freedom at all. You can only take offence. You cannot give offence in the way that the English language is. You can only take offence at something. And it's up to you whether you decide you're going to be offended at something that somebody has said. And that's at the root of the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And everybody used to be taught that, because you need to understand that. You need to learn that from a young age for society to function. And yet, because of these anti-discrimination laws, we are doing away with that. And that's why these things need to be tested in the courts, so that our right to free speech is reinforced against these laws, against discrimination. I think this is why I'm so pleased to see this. Miss Forstatter, 47, who worked as a tax expert at the Center for Global Development, an international think tank that campaigns against poverty and inequality, took her case to an employment tribunal on the grounds that her dismissal constituted discrimination against her beliefs. Well, I mean, that's very clear that it did. It was discriminating against her. This was the reason why they sacked her. It was because of some tweets she sent out in her spare time. In her time, not while she was at work. Reacting to the landmark judgment this evening, Miss Forstatter said she was incredibly proud and insisted that the ruling will protect women's rights in the workplace. Amanda Glassman, Chief Executive Officer of CGDE and Executive Vice President of CGD, said, "The decision is disappointing and surprising because we believe Judge Taylor got it right when he found this type of offensive speech causes harm to trans people and therefore could not be protected under the Equality Act." How can any speech cause harm to anyone? It's just words. You don't have to believe those words. You're not being forced to accept whatever somebody else says as the truth. It's the people like this Miss Forstatter that is the one that is being forced to accept what somebody else's belief is as if that is the truth. I mean, it is a fact of life that everything is male and female. That's not a belief, and you should be free to have whatever belief you like. Like the Church of England vicar was talking about that I did a couple of episodes on the other week. You are not being forced to say that you're a Muslim. You're not being forced to say that you go along with Brexit, but you are now, in some cases, being forced to say that men can be women. I mean, this is the ridiculousness of all of this. You should be free to form your own beliefs based on the way that you perceive the world. Today's decision is a step backwards for inclusivity and equality for all. We are currently considering the various paths forward with our lawyers, she said. And that's the Chief Executive Officer of the CGDE. You would imagine that she would want there to be equality between male and female and not to have women's spaces invaded by men claiming to be women. I mean, one of these issues is that if you have a convincing transgender, they're going to pass as a woman anyway. It's not going to be a problem. They've never had a problem going into women-only spaces because they do look like they're women. The problem here is people that look like they're men that are doing this. The problem is when you have male rapist criminals that then claim to be women and get put in a women's prison, and then they end up raping the women prisoners. These are the sort of issues that are coming up because of this. If you have a law that women's spaces are for women and men's spaces are for men, then if there is a transgender, they have to be a very, very convincing transgender to actually go into the women's space, and if they are a convincing transgender, then women, you know, they're probably not going to perceive that man as a threat, are they? They're not, most of them probably aren't even going to know that it's really a man. The Employment Tribunal had upheld the dismissal after Judge James Taylor described her beliefs as not worthy of respect in a democratic society. I mean, you should have respect for everybody in society. I'm shocked at what this judge said, that her beliefs are not worthy of respect. I mean, you should have respect for other people having different beliefs to you. You may not believe them. You don't have to believe them. But you should respect the fact that they hold those beliefs. And you should understand that the reason why they hold those beliefs is because that's the way they have seen society and that's what they believe to be true. Not everybody has seen the same things that we have seen. A lot of people don't hold our beliefs, but I don't hold that against them because I understand that the reason why they don't hold our beliefs is because they don't know the information that we know. People that think all the races are equal and race is just a social construct, quite clearly, they do not know the racial science. Quite clearly, they don't know the information that we do about the differences between the races, but I'm certainly not going to hold that against them and think, well, I don't have to have any respect for you because your belief is different to mine. And yet that's what this judge is saying. This judge was saying that this lady's beliefs are not worthy of respect, even though they are deeply held beliefs, beliefs that she believes in strongly enough to risk her job saying them. I mean, that's a fundamental belief that he is saying is not worthy of respect here. Her case gained national attention after Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling voiced her support and said she disagreed with the tribunal's decision to throw out her discrimination claim. Miss Forstatter, who worked at the Centre for Global Development, posted a series of tweets in 2018 posing the UK government's proposals to reform the Gender Recognition Act to allow people to identify as the opposite sex. She wrote, "What I am so surprised at is that smart people who I admire are tying themselves in knots to avoid saying the truth that men cannot change into women." And this is what we are seeing. We see people tie themselves into knots to try to avoid offending people. And basically what they're trying not to do is to actually speak the truth. They're all trying to avoid saying that the emperor is wearing no clothes. Miss Forstatter said that when men wear makeup, heels and dresses, they don't become women. And she took swipes at the idea of allowing transgender people into single-sex spaces such as changing rooms and prisons. And again, this is a point, how insulting is it to a woman to say that all a man has to do is wear makeup, heels and a dress, and he then becomes a woman? He magically becomes a woman, like the old children's TV series, Mr. Ben. He just walks into a cupboard and he comes out and he's a completely different person. I mean, that's just fantasy. You cannot change into the opposite gender. All you can do is make yourself look like the opposite gender. So insulting to women to say that transgenders are actually women, that they are transgenders. And that's what they should be defined as. Obviously, if they're very, very convincing ones, people are just going to think that they're women anyway, and it's not going to be a problem. But as far as the law is concerned, they should be defined as transgender. If they don't want to be defined as a man, and because they've decided to live as a woman, then they should be defined as transgender, because that is what they are, isn't it? It's somebody that is trying to transcend the gender that they were born as. And this would solve the problem in sports as well, because you would just have transgenders competing against other transgenders in sports. I mean, that's the solution to the problem, is just to have them defined as a transgender within law. After her contract was not renewed, she took her case to an employment tribunal on the grounds that her dismissal constituted discrimination against her beliefs, which she claimed should be protected under the 2010 Equality Act. But employment judge James Taylor previously dismissed her claim, saying her views are absolutist in her view of sex. Well, that there are absolute differences between male and female. I mean, it is absolute. A female has XX chromosomes and a male has XY chromosomes. And whether you like it or not, that is absolutist, and that is what makes you either one sex or the other. Today, a High Court judge said the original ruling had erred in law and ordered a fresh tribunal. Reacting to her victory on Unheard, Miss Forstatter explained, "The thing that we pleaded was that my belief is that sex is real, biological, immutable, and that sex matters. It's not just that it is a scientific fact, but also that it is a social and political and economic salient important thing. So it is not that everyone can have their own rules, but that everyone can have their own beliefs." And that is the point here. It's a very important thing that she's actually saying. It's fundamental to life on Earth. To say that that is a belief that is not worthy of respect, I mean, that's scandalous that this original judge thought that. She continued, "It, the judgment that is particularly important for women's rights because it is women who are harmed the most when organisations pretend that sex doesn't exist. The former tax expert had particularly strong words for the LGBTQ charity Stonewall. And we've heard about this charity Stonewall before. They seem to be going into all these organizations and laying down the law and going into schools and telling schools that people can be born into the wrong body and that children can change sex. And you imagine for these children, these confused children, and they're being told that they can actually change sex. And these children don't have the powers of discrimination that we do as adults. And they literally believe this, and they think that they can actually change sex, and it's encouraged. You imagine how depressed and how they're going to feel when they realize that actually they couldn't do that. All they could do is mess their bodies up and pretend to be the other sex. And you're going to see a lot of suicides, I think, from these children that have been told this and that have been put on these hormone pathways. It is such a good thing that they've actually stopped that from happening in Britain. There was a case earlier this year, and they said that doctors should not be putting children under the age of 16 on hormone blockers, because if they go on hormone blockers, it means that they are going to pretty much have to go on to the opposite gender's hormones when they get older, which is going to leave them sterile, which is not a choice that somebody can make as a child, whether they wish to be sterile or not as an adult. So it's a very good thing that they actually stopped that. That was a real triumph for the children, and that has now actually been stopped in Britain. But I do worry that the parents of these children, they may well try and get treatment like that in Europe or elsewhere where it is still legal. Getting back to Stonewall here, Stonewall do the thought policing within the organisation. That is now very strongly embedded. I hear from lots of people inside organisations that have these policies. They talked about the Stonewall Stasi in their organisation. And this group, Stonewall, I mean, they're the ones that are advising the government on transgender issues as well. So it's not just happening in these corporations that they're being forced to go along with these transgender fantasies. Ben Cooper, QC, representing Ms. Forstatter at the Virtual Employment Appeal Tribunal today, said her views are based on fundamental scientific facts. Mr. Cooper said she claims that ignoring them or pretending they are not true is detrimental to an honest, just and fair society, particularly upholding the rights of women. I'm still in a state of shock that this first judge said that this is a belief that is not worthy of respect in society. I mean, it's absolutely fundamental to everything. He said these beliefs do not involve any moral judgment and do not deny the rights or status of trans people or their protection from discrimination. I am concerned that children and young people are being encouraged to make these decisions at an early age and are being led to believe that it is possible to change sex or simply to be a member of the opposite sex. And it is, it's taken advantage of children's innocence to fool them into thinking that this is actually true. And Mr. Cooper added, this is not a competition about who is treated worse or who is more offended by the other's beliefs. We say, applying the correct test, there can be no doubt that the claimant's beliefs do meet the relevant threshold to be worthy of respect in a democratic society. She accepts that trans people should be protected from discrimination. And I go along with that as well. I mean, we go along with that here at Radio Albion. We don't think anybody should be discriminated against. And I would certainly not encourage anybody to be rude to anybody from an ethnic minority or from a gender minority. I mean, you should always try to be polite and courteous, as polite and as courteous as you can to people. You want to be setting a good example. We are ambassadors for nationalism. When we meet people, you know, we should be very approachable and we should be as polite and as courteous as possible. Certainly wouldn't want anybody thinking that we're encouraging people to be rude to people here or discriminate against anyone. I mean, we are just talking about these things that go on in society, the reason why society is the way that it is and why it is important that we have free speech and what free speech actually means. Mr. Cooper said Miss Forstatter will use a person's preferred pronouns in most social situations, but where it is relevant, she believes it is important to be able to refer to someone's biological sex. And that, again, that's what I would say. That is the way to be. We might discuss news stories here at Radio Albion that concern transgenders, and we are referring to the news story and talking about the news story and the people that are in the news story. But if we were to actually be talking to the person themselves, then of course we would use whatever pronouns they wanted to be used. We would address them in whatever way they wanted to be addressed. But where it is relevant, we have to be able to refer to somebody's biological sex. The lawyer continued, the claimant's belief is that being transgender is a different category of thing from sex. And again, that's what I'm pointing out. It is inherent in that belief that statements such as woman means adult human female or trans women are male are for her statements of neutral fact. And they are. It's just biological reality to expect people to say anything different to that. It really impinges on your right to freedom of speech, your right to freedom of conscience, your right to freedom of religion. It impinges upon everything, and it's telling everybody else that they have to go along with the fantasies of the transgender. I mean, obviously the transgender wish to be the opposite gender, and they think the best way that they can achieve that is to have everybody else pretend that they are the opposite gender. And as I say, in a social situation, then you would do that. That when it comes down to actually talking about biological facts, when you're discussing these things, then you have to be able to point to what the actual facts are. In written submissions, Miss Forstatter's team said the label Orwellian is sometimes applied too glibly, but here it is warranted. Where the result is that important and widely held beliefs about a matter of ongoing cultural and political debate are deemed to be unsayable, then something has plainly gone very wrong. Judge Taylor ruled against Ms. Forstatter in a 26-page judgment in 2019, in which he said her views did not have the protected characteristic of philosophical belief. Well, yeah, that's because they're factual. It's not a belief, it's a fact. It's a fact of reality. He concluded Ms. Forstatter was not entitled to ignore the legal rights of a transgender person and the enormous pain that can be caused by misgendering a person. Well, she wasn't ignoring the legal rights of transgenders. She was just pointing out biological facts. Following the ruling back in 2019, J.K. Rowling faced a huge backlash after tweeting her support for Ms. Forstatter. The best-selling author wrote, "Live your best life in peace and security, but force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real. Hashtag I stand with Maya." The dispute was seen as a test case on whether a gender-critical view, a belief that there are only two biological sexes, is a protected philosophical belief under the 2010 Equality Act. And I don't think it is a philosophical belief. I think it's just a fact of life, isn't it? It's a fact. I mean, it's incredible. It's like saying that, trying to force somebody to say that 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, that's not a philosophical belief, is it, that 2 + 2 = 4? It's a fact of science. It's a fact of everything. I mean, we're really plumbing new depths here to be saying that we have to protect saying that there are men and women as a philosophical belief, because that's the only way we can protect it. Miss Forstatter had argued framing the question of transgender inclusion as an argument that male people should be allowed into women's spaces discounts women's rights to privacy and is fundamentally illiberal. It is like forcing Jewish people to eat pork. In a statement released ahead of the appeal tribunal's judgment, Amanda Glassman, the chief executive officer of CGD Europe and executive vice president of CGD, had said, "Our view is that Judge Taylor was correct when he ruled that the claimant's beliefs denied trans persons their legal rights, while also causing them personal pain." Well, it may cause them personal pain to realize that actually they're not a woman and they might want to be a woman, but that is not the fault of the person who points out that there are two sexes, is it? I mean, that's a problem with gender dysphoria. That is the problem that the person has. It's a medical issue that they have, that it causes them personal pain. You cannot offload that onto the rest of the world, who understand that there are two sexes in nature. They continued, "We are hopeful that the Employment Appeal Tribunal will uphold the original ruling and look forward to moving on to the next case." Well, I don't think that's going to be the case, is it? Now that the High Court has ruled that the original ruling was wrong, we will have to wait and see, but it's still very good news anyway. Another triumph for free speech. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.